It's time for high school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM. Tonight's live hoops coverage is brought to you by American Title Company, The Collector's Zone, County National Bank, The Protection Center, Alro Steel, Able Heating and Cooling, Tom Coffee Soft Water, Advanced Fluid Technologies, Orthopedic Rehab Specialists, Jackson Public Schools, Corrigan Oil and Express Stops by BP and Marathon, White's Restaurant and Catering, Northwest Community Schools, the Jackson YMCA, Denny's, Lumen Christi Catholic School, and Jackson Area Subways with our Player of the Game. High school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM, and online around the world at WKHM.com. Now here's Steve Boyle and Jason Smith.
Steve Boyle, Jason Smith, indeed, live here at Jackson High School. The Vikings getting set to take on Lansing Everett. And it's going to be a good one, it looks like. We had a fun one with the girls, yeah. Though the Jackson High School ladies dominant over the Everett team here. The final home game of the regular season, yeah, for the Vikings. Actually, they'll host the district here in a week or so. So they, and we'll get to hear them on the radio one more time this year, too. They'll be taking on Lumen Christi, our final broadcast of the regular season.
That's right.
So we're ready to see Jackson. I got to be honest, Jason, I think Coach Crowley and the Vikings have put together actually a pretty good campaign this year. Right now, sitting at 10-8 overall, 7-6 in their league, fourth overall in a pretty talented, certainly have at the top, CAAC Blue with East Lansing and Okemos playing tonight for what looks like it'll be the game to decide the conference. But Jackson, at their 10-8 record, another good season. And right now, on a pretty good run, three of their last four are wins. Last game is a double overtime victory over Holt, 70-67. And another real quality win during that stretch, Grand Ledge, 55-52. They beat them in this gym. And, you know, that's some big wins and solid wins on Jackson's resume. And they're going to, it looks like, hit their stride at the right time of the season.
Yeah, that's going to be the big thing for Jackson High, is if they can keep up that consistency. We've seen sort of highs and lows with Jackson High, and even the last time we saw these guys play, they held their own and against a very tough team, and unfortunately couldn't pull it out at the end. But they played it close most of the way. The last time that these two teams played, it was a very tight game with the exception of the third quarter. Jackson High held them to just 9 points in that third quarter, so it's kind of a microcosm of their season in this last matchup, where they're kind of there, and then they show flashes of brilliance, and then they go right back to the middle of the pack. So it'll be interesting to see how this game plays out and which Jackson High team we're going to get.
86-70, they win the last time they faced Lansing Everett over in their gym. And tonight, we'll see what the Vikings can do against Everett. Everett's a team that's on, you know, the opposite side of the spectrum. I think at 10-8 and 7-6 in the league, Jackson having a good run this year, but Everett at 6-12 overall and 5-8 in the conference find themselves backed up in that bottom half of the CAAC Blue. 1-9 in their last 10, too, so I think that's noteworthy. They lost to Okemos 59-49. Oh, that's an Okemos team that, again, vying for the conference championship, so it's a good squad. And as I mentioned, 86-70 lost in the first meeting between these two teams. Jackson will come out with going with all the seniors tonight. Final home game of the season. Parents' night. Wire broadcast gets started a little bit later because they did an introduction for the parents of the cheerleaders and the basketball players. But yeah, Nice when they get to do that and recognize the parents. And I think the players really enjoy it too. So good stuff here at Jackson High. Let's go ahead and take 3 minutes here on the pregame. We'll come back and lay out the starting lineups for you, get things set up for the matchup again. It is the Jackson High School Vikings and Lansing Everett tonight on WKHM, and we're online around the world at WKHM.com.
Why is it important that auto owners insurance helped repair over 300,000 vehicles last year? Well, over 450 of those vehicles belonged to volunteer firefighters. And because their claims were handled quickly, they were able to focus on what they do.
1704, 787-1704. Unique Motors wants you to have the best car buying experience possible. Start off 2018 right with a quality pre-owned vehicle from Unique Motors and let your tax refund work for you. With a family-like atmosphere, friendly staff, and guaranteed financing, Unique Motors can put you in the driver's seat today. Don't dream it, drive it. Come experience the difference at Unique Motors. Visit their new location at 2000 West Ganson or go to uniquemotorsofjackson.com.
My name is Stephanie Spolster-Kristovic, and I'm the principal at Lumen Christi Catholic School.
At Lumen Christi, we love our students, and so we want the very best for them, and that means we want them to be their very best. Our core values create a space for your children to be the best they can be, achieving excellence, living faith, demonstrating character, promoting teamwork, and being warm and welcoming are who we are at Lumen Christi. Come give your student a chance to change the world.
County National Bank has watched banks come and go for decades, leaving customers frustrated by name changes and branch closings. When you open an account with County National Bank, you can bank on stability and a proven track record that comes from 80 years of serving the community. Trust your finances with a bank that is there with you, County National Bank. Learn more about opening an account at countynationalbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 399979.
Forget what you know about fours, for we're forcing flavor fortitude right at your forehead. Introducing Denny's 4 for $4 menu. Four dishes, $4. Enjoy flavor-forged meals like our biscuits and gravy and the cookies and cream mega sundae. And don't forget about all-you-can-eat pancakes and the Everyday Value Slim. They're delicious, times forever. Plus, since they're just $4 on the 2-4-6-8 value menu, they're totally affordable.
Denny's, welcome to America's Diner. For a limited time only, price and participation may vary.
Why pay retail prices when you have a wholesale jeweler right here in Jackson? Peterson Jewelers is your source for the largest in-house selection of bridal sets. These sets are one of a kind, unique, and that is what every bride wants. Don't go to the big-name high-end jewelers and pay 3, 4, or 5 times more. Go to Peterson Jewelers, where the rings are every bit or better in quality. Browse their limitless selection of bridal sets for all budgets. Make every moment count with a bridal set from Peterson Jewelers.
Peterson Jewelers.
Back to high school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, Jason Smith, Jackson High School tonight. The Jackson Vikings and the Everett Vikings getting set to square off. I want to say thank you to the Protection Center, American Title Company, County National Bank, Collector's Zone, Alro Steel, Unique Motors, Penn Chiropractic, just a few of our sponsors on board for the game tonight and with us really all year long. And we've only got 2 games after this, Jason. Next week we'll be at Northwest taking on Charlotte. And then our regular season finale, March 1st, these Jackson High School Vikings on the road to take on the Lumen Christi Titans, always a classic game there.
And that's when the real fun starts.
Then we get into some district tournament action. We kind of have some of those games laid out, but we'll maybe make those announcements next week as to what games we'll be doing as we get into March. But let's run down the starting lineups for tonight's Jackson High School Vikings.
Yeah, for the Vikings, under head coach Dan Crowley, they will roll with Tyler Hunt, the junior, 6'1" senior Lance Taylor, probably one of my favorite players in the area, 5'7" senior Jonathan Robinson, Tyshawn Kelly, the 6-foot junior, and a non-traditional starter, as Dan Crowley liked to put it, the senior 6'3" Jonah Nolan into the lineup tonight.
Yeah, parents' night, and they'll get all three of their seniors onto the floor to start things off tonight. And actually, Jonah Nolan might actually be a nice matchup for big man over. They got a little bit of length on that Everett sideline. Let's go ahead and look at their starters tonight.
Yeah, they're long and athletic, and Casey Caton has them out to play tonight. And for the Vikings of Lansing Everett, we're looking at Shamar Howard, the sophomore, Alan English, the senior, junior Aaron Davis, Dominique Davidson, the junior, and junior Albert Mask.
Yeah, and we saw a couple of guys who can get up off the floor for Everett in the warm-ups, rocking the rim a little bit, but Jackson's got a couple guys who like to do that too, so I'm liking the matchup. Looks like it could be a fun game tonight. And I think, again, I feel like Coach Dan Crowley really gets these Jackson players primed up to play. They come out, the effort's 100% every night. And you mentioned Jonathan Robinson is just a blast to watch play. He gets the tempo up, and he does it entirely under control, which is, I think, a mature thing to do, because we see a lot of teams who want to push tempo, but a lot of times they're doing it with a lack of control. But I don't think that's ever the feeling with Jackson.
Yeah, Jonathan Robinson, when he's running the point for them, he definitely dials it up to 11, and he's a fun player to watch because you can tell on the floor he's having an absolute blast. He loves to be able to, you know, dish the ball. He can shoot. He's athletic. He can get down low. We saw him get into the trees the last time we were here. Just a fun, fun player to watch.
Yeah, he'll show off if he needs to a little bit, showboat a little bit, but it's all for fun, and I really just an enjoyable kid to watch. And, you know, a lot of times we lament the fact that there's not more players playing above the rim and that we're not seeing a lot more highlight reel dunks, but somebody like Jonathan Robinson, who's quite a ways away from the rim, still makes it fun to watch. Just love high school basketball, another fantastic season, starting to wind up into that March Madness, but right now glad to be here at Jackson High School, and we're looking forward to a pretty good tilt tonight. I do want to say again thank you to some of our sponsors who have been with us all year long. Tom Coffee Soft Water. That's my favorite kind of water, the soft kind.
Yes, I agree.
Advanced Fluid Technologies, one of those businesses that gets on board to support high school sports all year round, including our football broadcast. Yeah. Orthopedic Rehab Specialists, your voice, your choice.
That's right.
And tell your physician you choose Orthopedic Rehab Specialists.
I've used them before for my knees, and that was intense, to say the very least. It was grueling and it was painful, but my knees felt a lot better afterwards, so I couldn't thank them enough.
All right. Jackson Public Schools, actually one of our sponsors as we're here tonight, and they've got some big stuff coming up in the offing. Got a big bond issue coming up in May that people will certainly be taking a close look at, especially right now, and I don't want to get political or really anything on the broadcast, but with school security being an important thing in a lot of people's minds, on top of mind right now,
absolutely,
that's part of one of the reasons they're asking for this money. So consider that. It's Jackson Public Schools, one of our sponsors tonight. Northwest Community Schools, which is where we will be on Tuesday with Charlotte. And we haven't been out to Northwest this year, have we?
No, they have the new facilities out there. We're excited to get out there and check them out.
Jackson YMCA on board and Kraft Insurance Agency, your local auto owner's insurance agent. Let's go ahead and take 2 minutes here in the pregame. We'll come back and get things going for the tip-off. Jackson High, Lansing Everett, tonight, WKHM, WKHM.com.
At Seymour Ford Lincoln, it's their honesty and the best products in the market that keep their customers coming back. Seymour Ford Lincoln features a fantastic selection of new and certified pre-owned vehicles to fit your lifestyle. Get a 2018 Ford F-150 XLT, stock number 50650. Easy plan lease $205 a month for 24 months with 10,500 miles per year. With $1,000 down plus first payment tax, title, license, and fees. With F-150 RCL renewal. See dealer for details. All factory rebates to dealer. Offer expires February 28, 2018. For full inventory, visit SeymourFord.com.
If you are suffering from nagging pain, Orthopedic Rehab Specialists is the place to go. We specialize in physical therapy, injury rehabilitation, pain management, and women's health therapy. With direct access, you don't need a doctor's referral for an evaluation. So stop into any of our 5 Jackson locations or come see us at our new state-of-the-art clinic in Napoleon Corners Plaza. ORS patients receive personalized care and successful long-lasting outcomes. So come to one of the most trusted, top-referred physical therapy companies in mid-Michigan with a 98% customer approval rating. Visit orsmi.com today.
Alro Metals Outlet, a retail store for metals, industrial supplies, and plastics. Featuring a broad range of products in a convenient retail setting with hundreds of sizes of metals and plastics, they can cut your order the same day. Alro offers metal and plastic processing, including sawing and shearing in-house for bars, sheet, and plate. Perfect for the do-it-yourselfer, machine shops, and maintenance departments. They sell remnants as well as standard length material. Alro Metals Outlet at 409 North Wisner and at alro.com/metalsoutlet.
At Penn Chiropractic Center, you're going to notice the results.
My name is Gwen Kuntz, and I started going to Penn Chiropractic Care right after my first son was born because I had a back injury that they could not diagnose. I had been going through physical therapy for 6 months without any success, and when I finally started going to the chiropractor, I immediately felt relief, made my back injury completely go away.
Penn Chiropractic Center, online at docpenn.com or call 784-7443.
Back to high school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, Jason Smith. WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM. Just, again, moments away from the tip-off here. We'll get the starting lineups introduced on the floor. I want to say thank you to Noah Spencer for a fantastic rendition of the Star-Spangled Banner on his, I guess, was it a trumpet or cornet, Jason?
It was a trumpet.
You're certain?
Yes, I am certain.
I can't tell visually right off. I know that the trumpet's a little longer.
Yeah.
But he had a great tone. Great tone
on
that.
Yeah, it was fantastic. Very well done.
And the Everett starters being introduced. As you said, Jason, these uniforms have a striking resemblance to the old Washington Bullets uniforms. Especially for a little, I mean, up close you can see some of the detail and the Viking logo and stuff, but at a distance, that red and blue smacks of Washington Bullets, Wes Unseld kind of.
Yeah, going way back.
And maybe, even like Chris Webber initially when he was with them before they became the Wizards.
See, but some of these young men are rocking the short shorts like Wes Unseld style, so you got to respect that.
Was it Webber there, or am I thinking of Juwan Howard?
No, Webber was there for a minute.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank goodness.
Yep. This is, probably even predates Chris. This is like George Mirasan.
That's
days.
What you're thinking of?
Yeah.
That's the time. Wow, George Mirasan reference on the broadcast tonight. You got to love that. 7'7".
Every bit of 7'7", too. He was a big dude.
He was a guy, too, at 7'7", with all that height, when he would jump. He wouldn't really go up. He would kind of jump out.
Yeah,
it was he'd leave the
dunk.
Floor, but barely.
Yeah, he couldn't. He's 7'7" and couldn't dunk. He'd just lay it up.
He would. Oh goodness.
His wingspan would go over the rim, and he'd still do layups.
He'd
still hit layups all the time.
He did the movie. What was it? My Giant with Billy Crystal.
Yeah. Yep.
If anybody else needs a way to look up George Mirasan. And we get the Jackson High lineup, and you know, we always talk about the future of these squads too, Jason, and as much as I think Jackson is glad to have Jonathan Robinson around, when you figure that's going to be him, Lance Taylor, and Jonah Nolan, the only ones that won't be back next year, you like to think that Dan Crowley's going to have something to work with for next season.
Yeah, you've got Tyshawn Kelly, who's a mainstay, Tyler Hunt, we've seen Xavier Edwards, Ramir Rice has gotten significant minutes. A lot of these young men are going to be around for another year, and it's going to be a tough senior-laden squad next year for Jackson High.
Dakota Robertson, a nice shooter. So we got him on the floor. Jonah Nolan's going to take the tap here against Everett's Dominique Davidson. Davidson's
a big kid.
He's got to be going about 6'6 there.
Yeah, Jonah's 6'3, and he's towering over him.
There's the tap. Good battle, and Jackson comes away with it. And bring it up the floor for the Vikings, Tyshawn Kelly. Man-to-man defense here to start for Lansing Everett. Hands off to Jonathan Robinson, dribbling around midcourt. Now he's got an issue with the ball, it looks like. And the official tends to agree. What do we got, a bump on, knot on it or something?
I believe it does, yeah. So they're going to get a different ball. Getting a good laugh from the official. He noticed it quick. Jonathan Robinson with those good hands.
Yeah, imagine he feel that, because he didn't quite have that pinpoint control that he normally has with his dribble. He dribbles now to the right wing and hands off to Kelly. Nolan at the top, now around, and a nice cut by Kelly. Good feed, didn't have a good shot, and wisely pulls it back out. Jackson, as much as I think they like to push tempo, they're very patient in the half court when they need to be. Sometimes I don't think that's the way they love to play, and there's a missed shot. Tyler Hunt rebounded by Everett, and they're back on the attack. This time, moving to the right wing is Aaron Davis. Out of the top, that's Shamar Howard. He'll pull up for three. Offside rim and chased down by Kelly. Saves it in to Lance Taylor. Taylor coming up the floor, working his way down to the baseline. Nice pick and roll there. Gives it off to Hunt. Puts the shot up. Can't get it to go, but he draws a whistle and heads to the charity stripe for a pair of attempts.
And we saw Lance Taylor do that a lot the last time we were out here, as that foul gets credited to Shamar Howard for Lansing Everett. But Taylor loves that baseline drive and then the dish to the big man down low.
First free throw attempt comes up short. 6:59 to go, tied at zeros here, first quarter, WKHM, WKHM.com. Second attempt for Hunt. And that one's through, nothing but Cord. And it's 1-0 Jackson High. Everett up over midcourt to the left wing. And nice drive baseline all the way to the bucket. Doesn't get the finish, but a quick first step from Albert Mask. And Everett will get knocked out of bounds. Stays Everett ball. Looking for the inbound into the corner. Dribble now working his way across the top is Davis. Cross court to English. Now back across to Davis. He'll drive in. Dribbles back out. Now a feed down low. A little too strong off the glass, but a nice pass to Dominique Davidson. Rebound tapped Everett's way, and now out for a three, and he hit it. Big lefty jumper. Allen English, nice stroke, and Everett takes a 3-1 lead. Jonathan Robinson coming over midcourt for the Vikings. Dribbles his way over to the left wing, and now passes out top to
Lance Taylor.
Taylor missed the shot. We're back up the floor. English fires again, and he missed that one. Davis has the rebound for a moment, then it dumps to Tyshawn Kelly, who has it knocked away from behind. Up the floor to Davis. Passes it up. Alley-oop, and he missed the dunk. Robinson comes away with the loose ball up the floor quickly.
Wow.
Pushes that pace. Beats everybody. Missed the layup, though. The second tap is also missed, and then it's rebound. Now stolen. Loose ball comes to Taylor, and he finishes with the scoop. Rough and tumble, wild moment there. And we're tied up at three. Everett really had a great look at that fast break bucket. They tried to get a little pretty with the alley-oop,
yeah.
Jason, and come away with no points on the break.
Yeah, really, you got to, if you're going to throw it down, you know, two hands for safety, and, you know, don't get cute, just get the points, and it led to a nice rebound for Jackson High and a little bit of a quick turnover on the other end, and a good job by Jonathan Robinson to tap it into the hands of Lance Taylor for an easy bucket.
Yeah, a bit of a scramble down here as we get the timeout from the Everett bench. 5:34 to go first quarter, tied at three. Everett basketball. And the Jackson Vikings guys back on the floor. Looks like they might even be setting up his own defense.
Looks like it, it looks like a 2-3. Or no, now they've switched it up to a 3-2.
Everett passing around the wing out to English. He fires again, missed that three. Rebound tap. Jonathan Robinson,
wow.
Nice touch pass. Up the floor, and Taylor fires from the elbow, missed. Long rebound comes out to English from Everett, and he's moving up the left wing. Picked up there by Taylor, knocked away. No, he saves it. They'll keep it on their half of the court. What a quick move to the bucket by Everett's Shamar Howard, but he missed the shot, and Jackson comes up with a rebound. They're up the floor quickly. Nice move down to the low block. And Tyler Hunt gets the pair in a 5-3 lead for Jackson.
Yeah, it looked like Davidson on the other end wanted the foul, didn't get it, spent too much time complaining, and missed his assignment on the offensive or the defensive side.
Skip pass and open look for English. It was halfway down before it rattles back out. Jackson comes away with the rebound. Tyshawn Kelly, up the floor. Pulls up for three and knocks it down. That was one of those he could feel it in his bones because he had nobody down there for a rebound if he misses.
Yeah.
But he pulls up on the break and hits the triple. 8-3 now, Jackson. Scooting away. And a great help side play by Lance Taylor coming across the lane to knock it away. And he's up the floor to Tyshawn Kelly. And he gets the easy bucket, and it's a 10-3 Jackson lead. Great help defense. Lance Taylor saw the pass going down low as they're really mindful of Dominique Davidson down there. He's a big kid.
Yes, he is.
And they come around to double him. They don't want him to get an open look down low like that. Shot fired up for three by Everett. Missed. And the rebound and putback missed by Davidson. But his second chance there. Third overall for Everett down the floor. Gets it to go. But they don't hustle back. Jackson makes them pay. As Lance Taylor streaks up the floor and lays it in. It's 12-5, Jackson.
That was impressive. Nice quick hustle play. Good heads-up move there by Lance Taylor.
I mean, Everett earned a tough bucket on that
yeah.
trip, but they didn't get back, and Jackson will waste no time coming up the floor, pushing that tempo. 12-5, they lead. Three-point shot goes up, and that
good.
Is Mask. Albert Mask with the triple, 12-8. Lance Taylor's got the basketball coming up for Jackson. Gets a screen at the top from Nolan. Looking for the screen and roll. Now he passed out to Robinson, who was open for a beat. Now he goes to the free throw line. Pull up. Fader. Rattles out. Rebounded by Everett. Up the floor quickly. Shamar Howard. Into the lane. Jump stop. Puts it up and score it. 2.5 to go. 12-10. Jackson's lead cut back down to 2. Robinson coming up the floor for the Vikings. Stopping at the top of the key. He's met there by Howard. Now he passes to Taylor looking for Hunt. Down to the baseline. Almost loses it out of bounds. Tries to save it. Saves it right to English. And English up the floor for Everett. Drives. Dishes. Nice feed. Almost loses it out of bounds. Dribble back out to the corner. Now driving baseline up and under. No. Missed it. Last touch. Last touch, Everett.
No, they're going to give it to Everett, I think.
Yep, you're right. He's coming to step and take it out of bounds. Missed shot on that one, Aaron Davis. Davis and Mask and Davidson all go to the bench. Three substitutions here in the early going for the Lansing Everett Vikings. Three-point shot goes up, and Everett takes the one-point advantage, 13-12. On the pop there, I got Raquan Funches.
Yes, that is correct. Darrell Allen also into the game along with Noah Smith for Everett.
Robinson step back and pop for three. And it goes off back rim and hits the support strap on the basket. Seem to get one of those just about every time we do a game here.
Yes, we do.
So it'll be Everett ball.
Also, Ramir Rice into the game along with, Micah Kretzinger for Jackson High.
Slowly up the floor here, Everett setting up the half court. Shamar Howard taking his time. Now he's on the attack, working against the smaller Jonathan Robinson. Gets into the air on the spin move. Nice shot. 15-12. And now we'll get a timeout from Coach Crowley. It's a 30-second break. We'll take 30 of our own. Minute 23 to go. 15-12. Jackson leads in the first quarter on WKHM.
Jackson, why is it important that auto owners insurance protects over 2.5 million properties? Well, over 400 of those properties are bakeries. And because their claims are handled quickly, they're able to focus on what they do best, which is very important to cookie connoisseur Cody Howell.
More cookies, please.
Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people.
Call Carmela Clintworth, Steve Mazarek, Nikki Devers, or Vicki Topa at the Protection Center today. 787-1704. 787-1704.
Back to high school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Oh, man, going into the break, I said Jackson leads. It's not true. They trail by three with 1:16 to go. Back in action on the court. Tyshawn Kelly has it knocked away for a moment. Now he's open on the left wing and hits the triple. Tyshawn Kelly. Hot start here in the first quarter. We're tied at 15 with 1:03 left in our first quarter clock.
How about eight points already for Tyshawn Kelly?
Look at that move and gets deep in the lane. Great feed. That is Shamar Howard, the sophomore. Important player here for Everett. Dribbles way deep into the lane and then passes it off. And the finish by Darrell Allen. Everett leads 17-15. 39 seconds to go, first quarter. Kelly working with the ball. Gets Raquan Funches. Gets into the lane. Passes back out. Looking for Kretzinger. Ramir Rice. Rice loses it. Loses it, but it's last touch ever. Jackson inbound to Jonathan Robinson. Near midcourt. 24 seconds left in the first quarter. Finds Kelly open for another triple. Can't get it to go. Rebounded Everett and up the floor quickly. There goes Howard. Into the lane, passes out. Momentary look for a three and then a drive, and he takes a big shot. Down to the floor goes Funches. And then he'll go to the line to shoot a pair here. 17-15, Everett leads 12.5 here in our first quarter on WKHM here Friday night. High school basketball, 8 o'clock, WKHM, Jackson.
That foul charge to Micah Kretzinger, his first, as Raquan Funches misses the front end. We'll get some substitutions here, including Xavier Edwards into the game for Jackson High.
Got the second one to go, 18-15. Dakota Robertson coming up the floor, gets to Jonathan Robinson. The right wing now. He'll move back to midcourt. Now he drives. Pull up Jay. Went up too high. Rebounded by Jackson, and he fails to get the shot away before the buzzer. But we'll give the rebound credit for Xavier Edwards. And there's your break. Let's take a minute. We'll come back with the second quarter on WKHM.
Looking for great gas prices in a location that's open early or late? Then you're looking for an express stop fueled by BP and Marathon Gasoline. Stop in, and while you're there, grab any size coffee or a cappuccino up to 20 ounces for only a buck. Express Stop, fueled by BP and Marathon Gasoline, has 11 convenient locations in the Jackson area. So if you're looking for great gas prices, whether it's early morning or late night, then you'll find just that at Express Stop, fueled by BP and Marathon Gasoline. Express Stop, all you need, all the time.
White's Restaurant Catering has been serving their delicious food to Jackson since 1974. That's over 40 years of the best fried chicken around. Visit whitesrestaurant.com to see the menu. Call 787-3991 to ask White's Restaurant about catering your upcoming special event, from weddings to holiday parties. White's Restaurant Catering will bring the flavor. Open 7 days a week for pickup or delivery. That's 787-3991, White's Restaurant Catering. There's no better place to be if you want amazing food.
Back to high school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Second quarter set to get underway. Everett inbounds. Accepting pass is Aaron Davis. He'll dribble across the top. Left wing. Now back to the top. Open look for three. Missed it. Hit just caught enough of the front rim to stay inbounds. Jackson rebounds. And Robinson leading the break all the way down to the bucket. Double clutch blocked. And they're going to call it out on Robinson.
Yeah.
Going into the trees on that one. There were three other players around. He didn't have anywhere to move. Everett leads 18-15 here. 7:34 to go. Second quarter.
It was a very intense call by the ref, too.
Aaron Davis in the lane. Drops it off. Should have been an easy layup, but couldn't handle the pass. Jackson gets the turnover. And into the hands of Robinson. There's an open look. Now a drive into the paint. Gets it up. No good. And missed shot by Micah Kretzinger. Out of bounds will be Jackson ball.
We'll get Arthur Mask checking back in for Everett along with Shamar Howard.
Robinson to inbound from the baseline here for Jackson. Looking for Rice in the lane. It goes off of his leg and pops out where Kretzinger hits the jumper from the baseline. 18-17. Jackson trails by one. Howard going right back to work. Gets deep in the lane. We'll get a whistle against Jackson, though, on the floor before the shot goes up. And man, Shamar Howard, Jason, just those quick feet. And when he goes in, he gets that spin move going. And you could tell, even as a sophomore, though, he's got a strong build. Somebody who has not skipped weight training days.
Not at all. That last foul on Jonathan Robinson. And we'll get another one on Kretzinger. That's going to be his second. Team's third.
18-17. Jackson trails by one. Howard inbounds. Laquan Funches drives, misses the shot on the baseline, and missed everything. Rebounded by Edwards, and he's up the floor quickly for Jackson. Into the corner for Robertson. Fires the triple. Got it! Nice triple, Dakota Robertson. 6:44 to go, and Jackson back in front, 2018. Howard gets a screen from Davidson. Takes it himself. He's kind of imposing that on him, but he gets so deep in the lane. And he's either going to score or get fouled, and in this case, heads to the stripe. See what he's got at the line.
That'll go on Xavier Edwards, his first. And we'll see Lance Taylor check back in, replacing Jonathan Robinson.
Howard got them both. We're tied at 20. Up the floor quickly to Robertson. Jackson wastes no time. There's Hunt down low. And he missed the shot. Good luck, though. Up the floor quickly. Howard drops it off for Aaron Davis gets into the air, misses the shot, but another free throw trip coming for Everett. 6:23 left in the first half. Five team fouls now against Jackson, just one against Everett.
That is the second on Xavier Edwards.
Aaron Davis at the line. And gets that one to go.
And it looks like that will prompt Mr. Edwards to head to the bench. He will be replaced by Tyshawn Kelly.
And strong free throw shooting in the second quarter here so far for Everett. 22-20, they get back into the lead. Lance Taylor pressured up the floor, gets it over midcourt, right near the circle. Now he drives to the right wing, double teams there, drops it down for Hunt. Gets into the air against Davidson, draws the foul, count the bucket. Hunt's not a huge kid, Jason.
No.
6'2", though. And he's down there against Davidson, which we don't have an official listing for him, but I guessed maybe 6'5", 6'6".
Yeah.
And Hunt gets him. Yeah, Hunt just went in strong, got it up on the glass, made the shot, and now he has a chance to put Jackson back in front. We're tied at 22.
And that foul on Davidson, his first.
Free throw missed. Tapped out, though. Nice job, and Jackson comes up with it. Robertson hands off to Lance Taylor. He'll pull up for three. Got it! Lance Taylor with a big shot. Jackson now in front, 25-22.
Block.
Partially blocked there. We've seen very active, Darius Dukes in the game. He's the responsible for the offensive rebound and the missed free throw. Gets the block on the other end, and now an open look for Tyshawn Kelly, who's on fire tonight. 28-22, Jackson making a run. What a pass down low to Davidson. They lob it down to Davidson, and he's a foot away from the bucket. Great concentration to score it and get the foul. So a chance for the old-fashioned three-point play here for Everett. They trail 28-24.
Now that one charged on Jonah Nolan, his first. And, you know, we talk about Dominique Davidson and, you know, his length. He's only a junior, so he's got another year of eligibility, and he's only going to get, hopefully, bigger and stronger for Everett.
I don't think that foul credited correctly, Jason. Nolan's not on the floor.
I think he came out.
Did he just go out?
I believe he did.
I didn't even think he was out there.
Yeah, Jonathan Robinson back in.
Robinson into the paint. He'll dribble out of there quickly. 28-24 after the missed free throw. Jackson still holding on to a four-point advantage.
May have been on
Dukes
Darius
comes out to try and... Oh, man, what a screen. Robinson gets down low. Davidson goes up, smacks the glass, but can't get the ball out of the basket. 30-24, Robinson, this time into the trees like a lumberjack. Davidson gets down low again, and they did a good job of holding him in the first quarter, but here in the second quarter, Davidson really starting to be the focal point for Everett's attack. Great drive by Taylor. He tries to drop it down for Hunt in the paint, and they'll turn it over. Back up the floor, and here come the Everett Vikings. Shamar Howard tries to feed the corner for Mask. It's knocked up into the air, goes off the glass, and Darius Dukes comes up with it. He'll dribble it up the floor. Passes it off to Hunt, who will get down low, score it in the paint. 32-26 Jackson, 4:19 to go in the first half. This has been a fun second quarter here, back and forth. Funch is working against Robinson. Now he'll pass off to Howard. Howard matched up with Tyshawn Kelly. Still looking to try and get it down low to Davidson, and they do now. Good battle down there with him and Dukes. Tough shot in the lane, and Davidson missed it. Good D by Dukes. Now up the floor. Dukes ahead of everybody. Up and under. Oh, he missed it. But a beautiful shot to avoid the big block that was coming from Davidson. Now a jab step and a drive. Good finish by Allen English. The pace doesn't stop. Jackson trying to get up the floor to Dukes on the sprint. Passes out of reach of his outstretched arms into the padding, which after the impact starts to fall down as it's just leaned up against the metal garage door. If you've ever been here in the gym at Jackson High School, they've got that big garage door so the circus elephants can get in or whatever.
I'm not really sure why they have that.
It's, I mean,
the truth.
Clearly, it's if they had to bring in any large equipment, they could pro
easily
wrestling.
Bring it right in.
Yeah, if you had to bring in the a big concert setup or something.
There you go.
32-28 our score. Shamar Howard working a pick and roll here with Davidson. Davidson rolls. No pass. Howard will drive, though. Gets into the air. What are we going to get? A foul, but it looks like it was on the floor.
Yeah, I think that's going to be a reach-in call on Tyshawn Kelly.
Howard, when he decides to make that move to the basket, it is lightning quick.
Yes, it is. Good first step. Good spin move.
And solid at the free throw line. He hits that one as the 1-1 bonus is underway now here for the Vikings with 7 fouls with 3:18 to go in the half. 32-30. We got another 2-point game. Jackson holding on to that 2-point advantage. There's Hunt.
Speed!
You don't get an easier look at the bucket than that.
Wow.
Zion Hardrick. And an absolute bullet pass by Hunt to get Hardrick a wide open look. They missed the shot at the other end. Rebounded by Hunt. Now Robinson up the right sideline. Pressured all the way up the floor, and we'll get a hand check against Everett. That's as beautiful a pass as we've seen all year, Jason, for Hunt.
Oh, that was gorgeous.
Almost like he was looking right at us when he threw it down.
He was.
It was just a fantastic feed, and Hardrick just, probably just surprised he was that open.
He turned around expecting Howard to be in his face, or Davidson, rather.
Oh,
there he goes.
Hunt goes to Hardrick again, and this time he doesn't miss, but Hunt is setting people up for easy buckets. You got to love when you got a guy on the floor who can do that for you.
Absolutely.
Taylor matched up the difficult defensive call to try and shut down Shamar Howard, and he get called for the reach, and Howard will go back to the line. 34-30 with 2.5 to go first half, and this has been fun to watch.
And Shamar Howard, 6-for-6 from the line. Make that 7-for-7.
Howard missed that one, but there's a rebound. Davidson's blocked by Hunt. And there's a good open look for English. He's got a nice lefty stroke, and he hits the triple, and we're tied at 34. Here comes Jonathan Robinson working his way past midcourt.
Oh,
head
nice.
Shaking into the lane. Goes up in the air. And there's going to be a foul. A little momentary concern. And, I mean, Jonathan Robinson, he even falls kind of smooth.
Yeah.
Like that.
He's just like, yep, I'm going down.
There's
nothing frantic about it at all.
Quick grab and pull up there by the teammate, and he goes to the line where he's pretty comfortable. That one rattles in and out, though.
And that last foul on Darrell Allen of Everett, his first, team's fourth.
2:12 left on the half clock. Jonah Nolan comes in. So it's Hunt, Nolan, Robinson, Kelly, and Taylor. Robinson hits the second one. 35-34. Jackson back in front by one. Shamar Howard. He has been a difficult matchup for everybody who's drawn it. And now it's a zone defense here by Jackson, so no one person responsible for guarding Howard. Get down to Davidson. Nolan is a good matchup for Davidson. Three-point shot goes up. Taylor rebounds, but they knock it away from behind. Howard nearly gets it away. Kelly's there to recover, though.
Oh.
Tries to feed down to Hunt, and the pass is picked off. And they'll get it to Funches. He's going to drive. Scooped it. Tapped in the air, blocked by Nolan. Crowley wanted a goaltending call. Basket interference. And Hunt has it absolutely knocked out of the sky. And that's one of those guys, Jason, that we were talking about who can get up off the ground for Everett. That's Darrell Allen, senior. He goes about 6'3", 6'4", and he can fly, and he's got a nice wingspan on him, too. On the inbound, they go to Lance Taylor in the backcourt. Still Jackson ball. Still Jackson's lead, 35-34 with a minute 23 left in the half. Taylor dribbling left wing into the corner. Tyshawn Kelly thought about a jumper. Instead, drives the baseline.
Got it.
Gets into the air. Got bumped. No call, but he does score it, 37-34. English thinking about pulling up another triple. Loses it. And saved. Kelly chased it down. And Taylor's out ahead of everyone. foot race to the bucket, lays it up. Nice play, and Jackson's had a couple nice runs here in the game. They have one right now going 39-34. They lead under a minute left in the half. Shamar Howard coming over midcourt, right side. Everett trying to slow the pace down a little bit. Colin Davidson out for the pick and roll. Now he'll pass across to Funches. Funches comes back to Howard at the top of the key. Yeah, two steps behind the line. Now he gets the screen and works his way into the lane. Drops it off for Davidson.
Good feed.
Nice catch and finish, too, by Davidson. And they knew they needed to get a bucket. That was a veteran play there by Howard to slow things down and run the play. 39-36 the score, and now Jonathan Robinson's going to slow it down. Jackson will hold for one possession to end the half. Funch is picking Robinson up out there near midcourt. Now he dribbles to the right side. Back over to the left. There's Tyshawn Kelly through a double screen. Three-pointer halfway down and rattles out. And on the rebound, Hunt commits the foul against Darrell Allen, and that's an unwise foul. You like to stay out of that one, but going up to try and get the rebound, it wasn't that awful, but right. Now they get a couple of free throws here with a 1-1 anyway. Jackson's 3-point lead in danger of getting cut down to 1 with 1.2 seconds. Missed the free throw, rebound battle into the hands of Kelly, flings. No. Headed on the line, just didn't have enough distance.
Not enough oomph behind it.
39-36 at the half. Jackson holding on to that lead. And what an entertaining half of basketball. It wasn't always crisp, ugly at moments, but it was back and forth. It was up-tempo, and it was enjoyable.
Absolutely.
We'll take a break for the half here, 39-36 Jackson lead. We'll take 3 minutes. We'll come back and look at who scored what in the first half, set things up for the second at WKHM and online around the world at WKHM.com.
Get ready, get set, and go for this year's Jackson Public Schools Kindergarten Roundup. There'll be food and prizes, plus community family resources on hand to serve you. For a full list of schools and dates, call 517-841-2200 or go to jpsk12.org. Jackson Public Schools Kindergarten Roundup is sponsored by Jackson Public Schools, Community Action Agency, the Jackson County Health Department, the Center for Family Health, Jackson County Intermediate School District, and the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services. The Kraft Agency, your local auto owner's agent, doesn't need a mascot to take care of your insurance. They're more interested in getting to know you so they can understand exactly what you need. By having a local Jackson office, they're easy to meet with and are willing to explain your best options and answer any questions. So remember, when it comes to taking care of your family, don't fall for the gimmicks. Just call the Kraft Agency or visit them online at thecraftagency.com, your local auto owner's agent.
Advanced Fluid Technologies, a proud member of the Jackson community and proud to be a longtime supporter of high school athletics. Advanced Fluid Technologies has the latest technology in extreme heavy-duty machining and grinding coolants designed for use on ferrous and non-ferrous applications and for stainless and exotic metals. Advanced Fluid Technologies believes in keeping manufacturing a part of Jackson. Successful manufacturing means a successful Jackson. Advanced Fluid Technologies.
Hi, this is Jeff Bontrager, Superintendent of Northwest Community Schools. The Mountie Nation would like to welcome you back to the 2017-2018 Winter High School sports season. Commitment, teamwork, leadership, dedication. We are Northwest Go Mounties.
Our YMCA is Jackson. While we are in the Y, we are one. We come from different places, different backgrounds, but for a short time each day, we are family. This has been happening for over 100 years. When we walk out the doors of the Y, we all go different directions and face different challenges. As they did 60 years ago, now is the time to come together and build for a better us. I hope you'll join me, Rick Wilson, in supporting our capital campaign and most of all our community. Give me a call, stop in, or visit us online at jacksonymca.org.
Denny's new Dulce de Leche Crunch Pancakes remind me of our favorite Spanish bakery.
Like Denny's?
Yep, Denny's.
You should try my dulce de leche sauce. It's so good that years from now, Denny's will take inspiration from my recipe and create delicious pancakes that have cinnamon crumb topping that's cooked into two fluffy pancakes and served with a warm dulce de leche sauce.
That's oddly specific, but they sound great.
Denny's new dulce de leche crunch pancakes, just a part of our seriously upgraded menu. For limited time only, price and participation may vary.
Back to high school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
See Royal Jason Smith at the half. Little score update, 29-21, Western leads Northwest at the half over on Deering Road. Here the score is 39-36 at the half, Jackson High in front. And Jason, how'd they get to that 39-point mark?
Well, for Jackson, it's been the Tyshawn Kelly show, 13 points for him. Lance Taylor with 9, Tyler Hunt with 6, Jonathan Robinson and Dakota Robertson, easy enough for me to say, each with 3, Zion Hardrick and Micah Kretzinger each with 2.
Yeah, Tyshawn Kelly just shot the ball fantastically well. He and Lance Taylor, to me, two guys who just – they kind of have similar attributes, you know, about the same size, both fast, both can shoot, both will drive, just really nice players out there for the Vikings. Meanwhile, how about for the visiting Lansing Everett Vikings?
Well, it's exactly what we thought it was going to be with Shamar Howard and Dominique Davidson kind of running the show for them. Howard leads the team with 11. Dominique Davidson, along with Alan English, very quietly had 8 points in the half. Raekwon Funchess had 4 off the bench. Albert Mask a quiet half with just 3 points. And Daryl Allen picked up a couple off the bench as well.
Yeah, they really like that shooting. You can see if they can get room for Allen English to shoot a 3, he will. And he's got a really nice looking. Those lefties always have that pretty stroke on
you
the 3-point shot.
You haven't seen me shoot.
Oh, I think I have, actually, and you're right. You really – but the exception proves the rule, right?
Rather yeah. Than, my shot leaves something to be desired. I'm
There's no lie. Doubt about it. But, yeah, so a nice half. I think the tempo was fun, and I think both teams that got comfortable playing at a fast pace. And I think they do that really well because Shamar Howard is a really nice player who's got that speed and quickness and plays under control when he's doing it, and true for Jackson too. And Jonathan Robinson is a guy who pushes the tempo well for them, but you can't overlook again Lance Taylor and Tyshawn Kelly, who are two guys who also can push that tempo and get the ball off the floor really quickly. And Jackson's bigs are on the floor really well too.
Absolutely.
Particularly Hunt, who's not actually huge. He's about 6'2", but he runs the floor well, and he was just dynamite passing the ball too. So he really set up Hardrick for a couple of open looks, and he got one of them to go. So we're just a few minutes away from the second half, getting underway. 39-36, Jackson leads Lansing Everett. Let's take another 2 minutes here on the half on WKHM and WKHM.com.
My name is Stephanie Spolster-Kristovic, and I'm the principal at Lumen Christi Catholic School.
At Lumen Christi, we love our students, and so we want the very best for them, and that means we want them to be their very best. Our core values create a space for your children to be the best they can be, achieving excellence, living faith, demonstrating character, promoting teamwork, and being warm and welcoming are who we are at Lumen Christi. Come give your student a chance to change the world.
Our YMCA is Jackson. While we are in the Y, we are one. We come from different places, different backgrounds, but for a short time each day, we are family. This has been happening for over 100 years. When we walk out the doors of the Y, we all go different directions and face different challenges. As they did 60 years ago, now is the time to come together and build for a better us. I hope you'll join me, Rick Wilson, in supporting our capital campaign and most of all, our community. Give me a call, stop in, or visit us online at jacksonymca.org.
A school safety reminder from American Title Company. Adults should always be on the lookout for kids, especially in a school zone. We all know that sometimes doesn't happen. Children should not expect the cars to look out for them. Parents need to encourage their children to always be cautious when crossing streets. Also, don't let your children wear headphones or play video games while walking to school. They should always be aware of what's happening around them. A school safety reminder from American Title Company.
George, it's cold. Turn up the furnace.
Honey,
I think you're going to be cold tonight.
You'd better call Able Heating and Cooling and get that furnace checked. It's getting colder every day.
Call Able Heating and Cooling at 517-568-5522 to schedule a repair or free evaluation to learn how you can move up to a new level of comfort and efficiency with a highly efficient and reliable York system. Able Heating and Cooling, keeping Jackson County at a perfect 70 degrees. Call 517-568-5522 or visit able-heating.com.
Back to high school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, Jason Smith, a little bit of a extended halftime here with the girls cheerleading squad doing a little dance performance at the half. So we're still a few minutes away from setting things up for the second half here, Jason. But any adjustments or anything you see that you think one of these teams needs to do differently or?
Well, I think they need to really put the focus more on Dominique Davidson down low with the zone defense. It was working fairly well for them to sort of keep Shamar Howard in check, but it left a gap in the middle there with Dominique Davidson. So they're going to have to game plan to come up with a way to mix that man zone type defensive play to keep both Howard and Davidson in check throughout the second half. Otherwise, it could get out of hand in a hurry. And in the last matchup, these two teams, Jackson and I held Everett to just 9 points after the half in the third quarter. So we'll see what defensive plays that Dan Crowley has come up with to keep those two under control.
Yeah, I think in the end, if it's going to be like it was in the first half, this may come down to who ends up with the ball last almost. Jackson's going to probably need to try to figure out a way to shut off Howard's penetration without fouling him because yeah. They got into foul trouble and sent Everett to the free throw line probably too many times there in the first half, and they'll want to eliminate that as much as possible. But, again, that's going to be difficult because Howard just keeps the pressure on. He's so quick. He's got that lightning-fast penetration step, and he gets – it seemed like he was able to get deep into the lane as often as he wanted to, and Jackson almost forced to just foul him or else they're going to give up layups all day. But we'll see what they drew up and what Coach Crowley has adjusted to here. Just a minute or so away from getting things back in action here. Again, Jason, we were talking about next week's schedule. We'll be broadcasting on Tuesday. Charlotte visiting for Northwest, and as we mentioned, Northwest trailing at the half against bitter rival the Western Panthers. And then our final regular season broadcast will be on Thursday, and it'll be these Jackson High School Vikings over on Spring Arbor Road, Jerry Coxfield House with the Lumen Christi Titans.
Always a good time. We have a very good venue at the Jerry Coxfield House, good line of sight up in the way up top in the media section up there.
Yeah, I was pondering us doing a little bit of a kind of an awards presentation, and not necessarily for, you know, any kind of a player award, but things like the best public address announcer, the best our best broadcasting seats and things like that. And two of them are in play in that conversation because Jackson High's got a fantastic public address announcer.
Yes, they do.
He does a really good job. And Lumen's probably my favorite place to watch a game from up in their little broadcast booth there. We get some privacy. You know, we can see everything on the floor.
Yep.
I like that gym a lot. This gym is about to get a little bit loud here in the second half. It's not a huge crowd tonight, Jason, but they've been vocal.
Yeah, and Lansing Everett actually traveled really well for this game, despite having a subpar team and quite a trek to get to get down to Jackson from Lansing. I make that trip every day, so I know it can be daunting at times.
So Jackson comes out of the half. Jonathan Robinson, Lance Taylor, Tyler Hunt, and it looks like it's Kretzinger and Tyshawn Kelly.
Turnover there. Albert Mask with the steal.
And Howard comes out with the pressure. Robinson challenges him, but Howard gets deep in the paint and scores on the double-clutch lefty. That's 39-38 as the second half gets started. Robinson comes right back at Howard, stops to pull up, and he left it a little short, rebounded by Davidson, and he hands off to Howard, who's going to go right back and put the pressure on the defense. into the elbow. Picks up the dribble. Now he'll go back out to Mask. Mask looking for Davidson down low. He's doubled. But they'll feed it out, and the three-point shot is missed. Rebound tapped by Kretzinger, pulled in by Hunt, and he'll hand off to Taylor. Three-point shot went up. That was Aaron Davis for Everett. Now Robinson has it right wing for Jackson. They're leaving him some space. He'll dribble in, pass out to Taylor for three.
Got it.
Jackson continues to shoot the ball well from beyond the arc. Leads back to 4 points, 42-38. Howard driving against Robinson all the way down low, and he lays it up.
They're going to eat Jonathan Robinson alive at 5 foot seven. That's just not a good miss or a good matchup there.
Robinson goes back up the floor and scores a lefty layup against Mask. Yeah, that matchup's tough because once Howard gets down low, Jonathan Robinson's going to need some help. Howard has it knocked away. Probably should have got a foul, but they get the loose ball back and behind the back to Davidson. Letting them play here a little bit. English has it outside the arc now, working against Lance Taylor. Goes to the left, stops and pulls up, leaves it short, and Robinson gets the rebound in traffic. Dribbles out of it, up the floor quickly. Goes into the basket, double clutch. Looking to draw a foul, no whistle. Up the floor to Davidson. And
stolen.
Nice play by Hunt. Gets it away, and he'll look up the floor to Lance Taylor. Taylor drives, finger roll, left it short. Hunt's there to get that rebound, and he puts it back. Cash Hunt runs the floor so well. 46-40. Shamar Howard gives it off to Mask. Penetrate baseline. Good defense by Kelly. Hunt, soft feed down to Davidson. Bulls his way in. Misses the shot. Almost tries to grab the rebound, but it's snagged by Kretzinger, and he goes all the way coast to coast.
Wow.
Micah Kretzinger. And Jackson continues to pour on the pressure. They've got an 8-point lead, 48-40, with 5:22 to go. We'll get a full timeout from the Everett bench. We'll take a one-minute break as well. 48-40, Jackson leads on WKHM.
Our YMCA is Jackson. While we are in the Y, we are one. We come from different places, different backgrounds, but for a short time each day, we are family. This has been happening for over 100 years. When we walk out the doors of the Y, we all go different directions and face different challenges. As they did 60 years ago, now is the time to come together and build for a better us. I hope you'll join me, Rick Wilson, in supporting our capital campaign and most of all our community. Give me a call, stop in, or visit us online at jacksonymca.org.
Life's better with Tom Coffee's Soft Water Kinetico Non-Electric Water Softeners, featuring a twin tank, giving you on-demand 24-hour-a-day soft water with no computers or timers. It's eco-friendly, using about half the salt of a single-tank softener. It also comes with an excellent 10-year unconditional parts warranty. Tom Coffee's Soft Water also has chemical-free filters to remove rust and sulfur odors. Tom Coffee's Soft Water, Jackson County's only authorized independent Kinetico dealer, on Page Ave across from Menards. Look for the Kinetico sign, serving Jackson, Hillsdale, and Lenawee County.
Back to high school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Howard looking against the Jackson zone, picks up at the top of the key, punches down to Davidson. Nice feed by Mask, and Davidson gets it on the low block and scores it. So every time Everett needs a basket to kind of stop a run, they seem to get it. They do a good job. They maybe need to execute with that kind of patience more often, because once they try to run with Jackson, that's when Jackson will stretch out one of these advantages. Right now they lead 48-42 with Robinson coming across.
Nice
and
feed.
What a feed down to Kretzinger. Missed the shot, but a beautiful feed. Robinson chases down the loose ball that got tapped all the way back out to half court. Jackson will set up the half court offense here again. Lance Taylor left wing. Gets a screen from Hunt. Now into the elbow. Passes out. There's Kretzinger open. Now he'll drive baseline. And get a blocking foul against Everett. That's our first whistle of the half. 4:27 to go third quarter. 48-42 Jackson lead. As we get a shoe tied. And I can't see the number.
I believe that's Kelly. Yeah.
Touchdown Kelly. Lacing up his Jordans. Robinson into Taylor for three.
Got
and
it.
He hit it. Nothing but string. Pretty shot. Taylor has had a good. Taylor and Kelly beyond the arc. You can't give them an inch. 51-42. 9-point lead for Jackson. I believe the biggest of the game. Howard into the corner. English drops it down to Mask. Nice turn and look. Well defended, though, and he missed the shot up the floor. Now, Taylor ahead of everybody. An 11-point Jackson lead, 53-42, and that, I'm certain, is the largest lead of the game. Shamar Howard going left now into the elbow, and Mask makes a move to the bucket. Missed the shot. Follow-up slam by Davidson, but we got a foul on Mask on the move to the basket, and now he'll go to the free throw line.
And that's going to be on Tyshawn Kelly, his second. Team's first. I did like that putback dunk, though, by Davidson, even though it didn't count. Strong.
Mask hits the free throw.
Lance Taylor now has 8 points in the half, 17 total on the night.
Couple substitutions. Hunt and Kretzinger will go to the bench. Jonah Nolan into the game. And
Ramir Rice.
Free throw left short, but rebounded by Everett. Mask has it knocked away, but he got a little contact on the arm there. Taylor commits the foul on the play. It looks like that was his second.
Yep.
Howard on the bench right now for Everett. Dribbling with the ball is Tarek Covington-Jointer. They go left wing. The punches. Nash shoots from the elbow. And finally, Rice able to reel in that rebound. Tapped it about three times. 53-43, a 10-point Jackson lead. They leave Robinson some space, and he'll hit the triple.
Wow.
56-43.
Now five for him.
Down low to Davidson. He's triple team down there, out to Mask, and he misses that jumper. Tyshawn Kelly absolutely explodes to get up for that rebound, and he's knocked to the floor, and that's going to go against Everett.
That'll be on Davidson, his third. And everybody just collapses onto Dominique Davidson.
And right now, I don't know, Jason, the lineup they have in there for Everett. I don't know if there's anybody out there who wants to hurt him from beyond the arc. If English was in there and maybe, we've seen Mask be able to shoot the triple, but they're not making him pay for triple teaming the big man.
Yeah, it seems like they're going to let Mask get his shots because he hasn't been making them. And there's a three attempt by Robinson short.
It's rebounded by Everett. Noah Smith went up to get that one.
Stolen
by Kelly, and he's got the fast break all alone.
And one.
Got it to go, and the defender comes in, bumps him. It's going to be a three-point opportunity for Jackson. Tyshawn Kelly just smoothly through that passing lane. Right now, a big third quarter here making a difference for Jackson. They're up 58-43. Can make it 59 on the free throw here with 2:34 to go in our third period. Free throw rattles out. 58-43, 2:32. It's Covington Jointer coming up the floor. Crossover into the
nice
lane. Help defense by Kelly. Gets tied up with the arm, and that'll send Covington Jointer to the free throw line.
That on Tyshawn Kelly, his third. That'll get Dakota Robertson off the bench for the Vikings.
Free throw time. Through. 58-45. Jackson's 13-point advantage as Covington Jointer goes to the bench. Shamar Howard back onto the floor. Lance Taylor brings it up over midcourt. Picked up there by Noah Smith.
Jonathan Robinson, big three, left him wide open all alone.
And Howard has not you know, Howard's been matching up on Robinson, really shutting him down, at least making it tough. But Robinson's got a couple open looks here and hitting big shots in the third. As Everett pops up the three, Robinson chases down the long rebound. Looking for Taylor up the floor. It's knocked away. Robinson will chase it down. Now Taylor in the corner for three. No! Rebounded by Everett. Shamar Howard looking up the floor. Nothing there. He'll bring it himself. Now he gets a cutting. Oh, what a knockaway by Taylor. Robinson almost gets it, but Howard recovers it. And he'll get all the way into the lane and finger roll it left-handed. But Jackson wastes no time. Taylor back up the floor looking for Nolan. And instead, Smith comes away with it. And Everett will slow it down 61-47, 127. Another steal. Robinson with numbers. Fakes the three down to... Nice sharing the ball. Passes down to Taylor. Taylor drops it off to Dakota Robertson. And 63-47, 16-point Jackson advantage with 112 to go in the third. Shamar Howard gives to Raekwon Funches into the elbow for Jeremiah Howard. Out to Funches, misses the three. Nice rebound and dish into the lane, and they'll score that one. Rebound to Allen. Pass to Jeremiah Howard, who scores it. Under a minute to go in the third. Robinson back up the floor. 63-49, Jackson lead. Robinson pressured by Smith. Gives to Taylor. They're going to cut. Looks like they might hold down for one here in the third. Passing around the perimeter. Robinson, now Dakota Robertson. Now drops it down to the baseline, and that's an open look for Ramir Rice. Missed the shot. Rebounded Everett. Howard up the floor. Right wing, and a drive from Funches down to the left, it short. Nolan rebound, knocked to the floor, no call. And Smith gets in the air, blocked by two players, and this time we'll get a whistle.
I thought for sure Jonathan Robinson got him clean, but a little bit of contact on the way down.
I'm not even sure Robinson made the contact, Jason, because Ramir Rice was there too, and I think he might have actually bumped him. The problem for me on that play is that Nolan got absolutely pancaked.
Yeah, he did.
And there's no whistle. He loses the basketball, and some minor contact on the shot gets him to the free throw line.
Yeah, a little bit of inconsistency there with the contact calls.
And Funches will get that one to go. 63-50. Dakota Robertson over midcourt. Picked up there. Crossover dribble. Works his way to the right wing. Now skip pass across to Robinson for three, missed. And the buzzer will sound on the rebound. 63-50 at the end of three. 1 minute break. We're back with the final quarter. Jackson leads on WKHM.
Unique Motors wants you to have the best car buying experience possible. Start off 2018 right with a quality pre-owned vehicle from Unique Motors and let your tax refund work for you. With a family-like atmosphere, friendly staff, and guaranteed financing, Unique Motors can put you in the driver's seat today. Don't dream it, drive it. Come experience the difference at Unique Motors. Visit their new location at 2000 West Ganson or go to uniquemotorsofjackson.com.
County National Bank has watched banks come and go for decades, leaving customers frustrated by name changes and branch closings. When you open an account with County National Bank, you can bank on stability and a proven track record that comes from 80 years of serving the community. Trust your finances with a bank that is there with you, County National Bank. Learn more about opening an account at countynationalbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 399979.
Back to high school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, Jason Smith, 8 minutes on the clock, our final quarter coming up. Jackson leads 63-50 and got it done there in the third quarter. Hot shooting and good defense. It was playing those passing lanes and that style that Jackson seems to do so well. Howard into the corner now. Back out to the top. Opposite side, Funches pulls. Missed everything, but the rebound there for Smith. Puts the shot up in the lane. Missed. Taylor a rebound up the floor. He's got Dukes ahead of everybody. Lefty nice. Shot by Dukes. Nice shot. And I feel like I saw him practicing that during layup drills.
Oh, he was, absolutely. And so was Jonathan Robertson.
Yeah, working with that left hand. 15-point Jackson lead. Howard into the lane. Circus shot. Almost got it to go.
Nice feed by Lance Taylor, nobody there.
He's trying to come over. Yeah, he's trying to come over and grab that loose ball and turn around in the air. Dakota Robertson couldn't quite catch up to it. 65-50 our score, 7:21 to go. And we get Davidson, English, Mask back into the game with Howard and Funches. English gets a three-point shot right away off the bench and gets it to go. Robinson up the floor for Jackson. Working right around midcourt. Howard out there to meet him. Hands off to Taylor. Cut oh, nice by Robertson. Wow. A nice finish. A little curl there by Robertson, and he lays it up at the basket. Great feed and finish. Howard up into the air. Floats. Couldn't get it to go. Rebound by saved Ooh. By Davidson, and Howard saving the loose ball. Fires it off of Ramir Rice. It goes back out of bounds.
Right in that lower abdomen area.
He seems to be all right. No ill will intended on that one, Jason. It's just a play you make when you're trying to save a ball from going out of bounds. Howard's got some hops, too. He gets up into the air, and he seems to kind of hang there for a while. Just an impressive athlete, Shamar Howard, for Everett. Meanwhile, Jackson leads 67-53 with 6:40 to go. We got a timeout on the floor. We're going to keep it here on the broadcast, however.
You know, Shamar Howard is just a sophomore.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you think about what he's going to be in 2 years, and that's an impressive, impressive ball player. You look at him in the senior year, and we'll see what that what he looks
he's
like.
He's certainly a guy who's going to be leading this team for a couple years to come. And it's a nice thing to have in your back pocket if you're
absolutely
Lansing Everett.
Yeah, he looks like the type of young man. He's got the right build and the right level of play. He might be able to play somewhere at the next level, but we'll see how he develops over the next 2 years.
A little premature, but yeah, might be on somebody's radar. Catch all the scores from all the high school games around the area tomorrow morning. ESPN 101.9 FM. Greg O'Connor with the Big Sports Saturday show as Mask makes a move on the low block. Scores it for Everett, 67-55. That lead hanging right around at 12. With the final 6:26 to go. Robertson goes to Rice. Rice puts it on the deck, now out to Dukes, who's going to drive. Hands off to Taylor, pulls up for three. Got it! Lance Taylor is putting on a shooting clinic here in the second half. 70-55.
Yeah, Lance don't miss in this second half.
Howard into the corner for English. He's got a nice three-point shot,
yes,
he gets that one to go.
Dueling threes here between English and Taylor.
If you're Everett, you got to get stops, too, if you want to cut into this double-digit Jackson advantage. As Robinson goes around Howard. What a pass!
Nice.
To drop it off for Ramir Rice, and held my breath for a moment as it rolled around the rim and finally went down. Love to see those great feeds get rewarded with an assist. Mask tries to penetrate, and we're going to reach and foul against Jackson, and that's going to go against.
That'll be on Dukes.
There's Dukes.
And that will be his second. You know, I've seen, it looks like Everett, sort of late into this game, has gotten away from Shamar Howard driving the lane and looking for that open man on the dish. Tried to facilitate the offense a little bit more through Mask in this fourth quarter.
Another three-pointer for English. A little quick on that release. Missed the shot. Rebound tapped out, and Robinson will reel it in finally. He's at the left wing, open for three. Got it! Jackson absolutely shooting the lights out. 75 points now for the Vikings at home against Everett. The lead is 75-58.
Look at the smile on Jonathan Robinson's face. He is having fun.
And with that timeout, let's go ahead and take 30 seconds. We'll be back with the final 5:04 on WKHM.
Forget what you know about fours, for we're forcing flavor fortitude right at your forehead. Introducing Denny's 4 for $4 menu. 4 dishes, $4. Enjoy flavor-forged meals like our biscuits and gravy and the cookies and cream mega sundae. And don't forget about all-you-can-eat pancakes and the Everyday Value Slim. They're delicious, times forever. Plus, since they're just $4 on the 2468 value menu, they're totally affordable.
Denny's, welcome to America's Diner. For a limited time only, price and participation may vary.
Back to high school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM. And a reminder, again, that Sports Saturday show, 8 to 10 a.m. on ESPN 101.9 FM. Greg O'Connor run down all the scores that you need to know.
All of them.
All of them.
UP. You want to know what happened in Iron Mountain last night?
No corner of the state goes unreported.
That's right.
Sports Saturday. And then follow that up with the Jamie McKibben Outdoor Show from 10 to 11. And for someone who's not a hunter at all or fisherman,
it's a fun show.
I find that a purely entertaining radio show. I do. Shot goes up. Funches. Davidson manhandles that rebound, puts it back up with strength, and they'll have a chance at a three-point play.
And that one's going to go on Tyshawn Kelly. That'll be number 4 on him.
Jackson has certainly made it hard on Davidson, but still having a nice game and a nice stroke from the free throw line there to get the three-point play. 75-61. If you're Everett, you know you got to make a run right now. There's a reach-in foul against Noah Smith.
Just his first foul, and why not? You got that half-court pressure on.
Well, just the third team foul, or is that 4 against Everett now?
That is 3.
Oh, 4.
It is 4. You're right.
Slow to get up there on the clock, but yeah, 4th team foul, so they've got some to burn. You can play, hit that pressure defense. And now we get a whistle away from the ball as Shamar Howard goes flying, but he's actually going to get the whistle against Everett.
Man, Howard's just his second, team's 5th.
Robinson Limbaugh for the baseline. Nice cut by Kretzinger. Can't get it to go. Rebounded by Hunt. And he goes for a travel. Wants to drag that pivot foot just a little bit. Hunt is just a nuisance player down there. He comes with a lot of rebounds, makes some great passes.
Uh-oh.
Slow up the floor, though. Jackson not turning around on D, and they feed Dominique Davidson for a big two-handed jam. Exclamation point. Jackson still leads 75-63, but they were a little too casual on the defensive end. Taylor drives into the air, passes off to Hunt. Into the corner, Robinson for 3. Got it! Jonathan Robinson's...
he is beaming from ear to ear.
Noah Smith into the air, double clutch. Tough shot, and he gets it to go. Jonathan Robinson almost double dribbled there on the inbound pass. 78-65 with 3:51 to go. Robinson steps over midcourt, now backs up a little bit. Get the call from Coach Crowley, gives to Taylor. He's into the open court. Drops it off. What a feed for Hunt!
Wow.
And the finish.
Awesome feed. Great passing by Jackson High.
It almost just looked like Taylor kind of just lost it, but he just floated it there to Taylor's, or to Hunt. It was pretty. On the offensive end for Everett, there's Funches with a three-point shot. So they're keeping it there within that 12-point range, but they can't seem to get any closer than that right now. Everett, that is. Robinson at midcourt, working against Funches now on the defense. Robinson goes to the right side. Funches went for the steal. Gets whistle for the reach-in. That'll be 16 fouls now against Everett.
Yes, it will. And that's just the first on Funches.
Funches was just kind of stalking Robinson, and then he went in for the kill, and Robinson almost lost it, but he got his body in the way. Funches couldn't get the steal. Inbound from the sideline. Taylor will give it to Hunt, and back to Taylor. Picked up out there by Smith. It's Taylor with the crossover dribble. Now gives to Tyshawn Kelly. I feel like we haven't said his name in a while.
Yeah.
There goes Robinson to the left wing. Right wing Kretzinger. Right about the elbow there for Hunt. He'll pass back out to Robinson. No hurry here for Jackson. They lead by 12 with 2:40 to go in this tilt. Robinson calling for a screen. Now he'll hand off to Taylor. Down to Tyshawn Kelly on the low block.
Hey!
And there he gets the finger roll to go.
You called him out.
Into the corner. Smith open for 3 for Everett. Quickly up the floor.
Oh.
Missed the shot, but the rebound falls to Davidson. Jump hook no good. Rebounded Howard, and he puts it up strong. Jackson inbounds to Robinson after the two-point bucket for Howard. 82-70. Now the crossover, and nice. Robinson gets up the floor. Doesn't stop. Into the elbow. Now we'll pass in the corner for Kelly. Kelly will clear it to Lance Taylor. He's double-teamed out there. Cross court to Robinson as they kind of run the four corners. Eat up some clock, and Howard goes for the steal, commits the foul, and at some point they were going to have to.
Yeah.
Robinson will go to the line for a 1-1.
That's the third on Shamar Howard. No real foul trouble to speak of for Everett. Howard and Davidson each with three. Everybody else that has a foul only has one. Tyshawn Kelly has four. Robinson and Edwards and Taylor and Dukes each with two for Jackson High.
Minute 53 left in our game here with Robinson at the line. Front end of the 1-1, gets to go, earns himself a second attempt.
He'll knock down the back end of the 1-1, 84-70.
Starting to look dire here for Everett, into the corner. And a three-pointer by Funches is missed. Rebound tapped around. Nolan finally reels it in. It's tapped away from him. Kretzinger gets it now up the floor to Taylor. Jonah Nolan chasing up the floor. Passes back out to Kelly, who gets a touch pass over to Taylor. And that will come up loose for Davidson up the floor. And too hot to handle for Shamar Howard. Davidson fired a bullet down there. Hey, Shamar Howard couldn't quite grab it. Minute 28 left. 84 points on the board here for Jackson. They've absolutely shot the lights out here in the second half. Both Robinson and Taylor. Kelly handled that load in the first half, and now Robinson gets Howard to commit the reach-in.
That's four on Howard.
Minute 18 left, 84-70. Jackson leads. And Robinson misses that one.
I think everybody forgot it was a 1-1 for a minute.
There are only two people who knew it was Robinson, and it was Smith, and Smith got the rebound. There's a three-pointer for English. Wide left, and now they'll get a whistle away from the ball on the rebound. A little push-off there by Davidson. And looks like Nolan will go to the stripe.
Yep, and that is his fourth.
.109 remains here, 84-70. Looks like Jackson's going to be able to hold on to this one.
And it's that same recipe that they had in the last game against Everett. Third quarter, Jackson outscored Everett 24-14. That 14 was the lowest output for Everett as the front end is missed.
Howard back up the floor here. He has it knocked away briefly. Reels it back in. Has to drop it down to Smith. And a tough shot and rebound to Robinson. He has it knocked away. Howard gets it back and he'll put it up and score. 84-72. Edwards to Kretzinger. Really? Kretzinger back to Edwards up the floor to Lance Taylor. Hands off to Robinson, fires for three. No. Howard gets the ball up the floor to Davidson. Takes it himself. And we got a whistle. It's like Edwards is going to commit the foul.
Yeah.
9 o'clock here. WKHM Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM. Score update from the Western Northwest tilt, and 56-36. Western has stretched out that advantage. They had an 8-point lead at the half. So it looks like they'll carry out the win. Lance Taylor goes out of the game. A fantastic effort for Lance. One of those key figures in the win for Jackson, and he'll certainly bear some consideration for the Subway Player of the Game honors. As Davidson tries to go for that two-handed jam, missed it. Smith will come up with a loose ball and score it. Jackson inbounds, and we'll get a whistle. Still trying to hold on there. They've cut the lead down to 9 with 25 seconds to go.
Micah Kretzinger going to head to the line. And that will go against Aaron Davis. Started the game, has no points in this one. But he does have a foul now.
Micah Kretzinger at the line. Gets to go. I've been, actually, most of the free throw shooting this whole game, Jason, has been pretty good.
Yeah, it's been very solid. And as we'll see, Jonah Nolan head to the bench, the senior, with the for his final regular season home game.
And Kretzinger knocks down the pair. Substitution will come in for Jonathan Robinson. Listen to that ovation. Class move there by Dan Crowley.
Yeah.
Get that ovation for those seniors. 25 seconds to go. It's 86-75.
Resetting the floor. We've got Xavier Edwards and Micah Kretzinger. Who else we got out there? Zion Hardrick.
Darius Dukes.
And Dakota Robertson for the Vikings.
And Ramir Rice will come in for Kretzinger. 25 seconds for Jackson. You just don't want to foul. Let me eat up that last bit of clock and get out of here with your W. And three-pointer fired, and that'll hit that nylon strap. And 17 seconds, Jackson ball into Xavier Edwards. Brings it over midcourt, and they'll just run out those final ticks, 9 seconds, 8. There's a 5, 3, 2, 1. The buzzer sounds, 86-75, your final. Jackson High gets the win. They'll move to 11-8 on the season. 8-6 in the CAAC Blue Division. And one more game on the schedule for the Vikings, and it'll be next Thursday, March 1st, on the road at Lumen Christi to round out the season before they head into the district tournament, which will actually be hosted here at Jackson.
Yeah.
For round number one, Jackson drew a first round bye. As we get a cartwheel and a backflip by Jonathan Robinson on the floor. We'll take 2 minutes here in the post game. We'll come back and tell you who our Subway player of the game will be, and we'll set things up for our next broadcast here on WKHM online around the world, WKHM.com.
Don't let that old gold and silver collect dust. Bring it to Peterson Jewelers today. Your gold and silver are most likely worth more than you think. Don't forget those coins you've been collecting. Peterson Jewelers buys those too. Did you know you can maximize your gold value by using it toward a jewelry purchase at the store? All that old gold and silver can help you purchase a one-of-a-kind bridal set. Peterson Jewelers has an extraordinary selection for all budgets. Remember, Peterson Jewelers is a wholesale jeweler. Lower prices for high-quality jewelry means you get more. Peterson Jewelers, making every moment count. At Seymour Ford Lincoln, it's their honesty and the best products in the market that keep their customers coming back. Seymour Ford Lincoln features a fantastic selection of new and certified pre-owned vehicles to fit your lifestyle. Get a 2018 Ford Fusion SE. AZ plan lease $139 a month for 24 months with 10,500 miles per year with $1,000 down plus first payment, tax, title, license, and fees with RCL renewal. See dealer for details. All factory based to dealer. Offer expires February 28, 2018. For full inventory, visit SeymourFord.com. Alro Plastics is a distributor of engineered plastic shapes and has been located in Jackson since 1987. Our product offerings include plastic sheet, rod, tube, and machine parts. Processing capabilities include saw cutting, water jet, routing, milling, drilling, tapping, bending, forming, and welding. Alro Plastics' focus is on helping customers select the proper materials for their application, as well as cutting and shipping the same day the order is placed. Alro Plastics, located at 2218 Enterprise Drive in Jackson, or place an order online at alroplastics.com. Alro, your supermarket for plastics.
At Penn Chiropractic Center, you're going to notice the results.
My name is Gwen Kuntz, and I started going to Penn Chiropractic Care right after my first son was born because I had a back injury that they could not diagnose. I had been going through physical therapy for 6 months without any success, and when I finally started going to the chiropractor, I immediately felt relief, made my back injury completely go away.
Penn Chiropractic Center, online at docpenn.com or call 784-7443.
White's Restaurant Catering has been serving their delicious food to Jackson since 1974. That's over 40 years of the best fried chicken around. Visit whitesrestaurant.com to see the menu. Call 787-3991 to ask White's Restaurant about catering your upcoming special event, from weddings to holiday parties. White's Restaurant Catering will bring the flavor. Open 7 days a week for pickup or delivery. That's 787-3991, White's Restaurant Catering. There's no better place to be if you want amazing food.
Hello, this is Jeff Beal. As a JPS grad and a father of 5 children attending Jackson Public Schools, I know the opportunities a JPS education can bring. With several options to choose from, including a K-4 Montessori program and the county's only K-8 IB curriculum, your student is sure to get the right start. Our high school offers 13 unique AP courses with the county's most advanced math and science options. And this fall, we'll be offering Mandarin Chinese. At JPS, we are building the future workforce of Jackson. Jackson Public Schools, academic excellence, workforce readiness, and lifelong learning. Enroll today at jpsk12.org.
Back to high school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, Jason Smith having a little too much fun here on a late Friday night. Jackson High School victorious here over Lansing Everett. 86-75, our final. And our Jackson Area Subway Player of the Game Award, we had some very good candidates for Jackson, and in the end we give it to 6'1 senior Lance Taylor.
Yeah, Lance had a fantastic game, put on a shooting clinic in the second half. 11 of his 20 points came in the second half, so very balanced.
Jason, I'm gonna amend it and make it a co-player of the game.
Okay.
For Lance Taylor, Jonathan Robinson. It was them two down the stretch in the third quarter, essentially, where, like you noted, they really stretched that lead out and got themselves to where they needed to be to win the game. And it was those two hitting big shots during that stretch.
Yeah, absolutely. Jonathan Robinson, probably more impressive than Lance Taylor in the second half. He had 16 in that second half. Very slow start for him, just 3 points in the first half. He comes out like a madman, shooting the lights out of this place. Just a fantastic half for Jonathan Robinson. So he and Lance Taylor, both very, very deserving of Subway Player of the Game on senior night, no less.
Yeah, so those two seniors are Subway Player, the co-players of the game. And Jackson stretched out to that lead in the third, and they were just able to. It seemed like every time that Everett would hit a big shot, Jackson would hit a big shot. Every time Everett would get a stop, Jackson would get a stop. And they did enough all the way to get themselves the W tonight. Let's run down the rest of the numbers there for the Vikings of Jackson High.
Yeah, I was going to say you have to be specific because they're both Vikings, but a big win for the Jackson High Viking team. As we mentioned, Lance Taylor, 20 points to lead the team. Jonathan Robinson with 19. Tyshawn Kelly, the junior, had a good night. Most of it in the first half, 13 in the first half. He finishes with 15 points. We also had Micah Kretzinger with 6. Dakota Robertson off the bench had 7. Ramir Rice, Darius Dukes, and Zion Hardrick each with 2.
And let's look at the Everett players.
And why not? They all want to drive home. Let's give them some recognition. Shamar Howard led all scorers with 21 points on the night. Dominique Davidson, 16 points, including a very impressive putback two-handed dunk there. Later into the second half, Alan English had a good shooting night with 14. We also had Raekwon Funches, with 7. Albert Mask, rough shooting night for him. He finishes with 6. Noah Smith with 4. And then Tarek Covington Jointer, Jeremiah Howard, and Daryl Allen all off the bench, each with a pair.
Yeah, that was things looking pretty good for Everett. Come back next year, you're going to have Dominique Davidson, another year older. And he's a big, strong kid as it is. And then you've got the sophomore, Shamar Howard, who will most certainly come back and play some more basketball for the Everett boys. And one, two, three, four seniors on their roster. They got some youth coming back. So Everett looking at maybe taking a step forward next year.
Yeah, and one of those seniors didn't play at all in this game, Marquez Gordon. I'm not sure if he was injured or what the situation was with him, but he didn't see the floor at all in this one. So one of those four seniors didn't have a significant impact in this game at all.
So we'll wrap it up here from Jackson High. Again, the Vikings victorious, 86-75. We'll be in action next Tuesday at Northwest. Charlotte and Northwest, our game. For Josh Ankrel, executive producer back in the studio, Jason Smith, I'm Steve Boyle. We'll talk to you on Tuesday.